Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Bravo. Right. Thank you so much. Do check Azul if you have the opportunity. So I welcome you all. I welcome Daniel Sonic Rogers to be with us this morning. And Daniel has been moving, dancing, and touring since about 25 years. He's been participating in World Dance Breakdance Championship, as well as touring with dance contemporary companies and theater as well. He is actually inspiring now millions to move and has created his own art form, which is EDM, an embodied dance movement. It's actually a multi-level movement methodology. It's grounded in mindfulness and embodiment. And it has an aim of giving the individual a unique way of expressing themselves, developing an intelligent self-practice of conscious movement. And he was describing to me now, we had the opportunity for a lovely chat, that he is very interested to bring it to the maximum of people, to really connect with our beautiful instrument and enjoy to move consciously with our bodies. He has been dancing for queens and kings of Denmark that have been supporting this way of dance. And we are very excited to receive the today's session. It's rhythms of mobility. The aim of the session is to break away from linearity and instead incorporating mobility into one's movement art form by circulating life force energy effectively and nourishing movement with fluidity. So we are very, very excited, and I'm like waiting for this. And now it's the time. Daniel, take us there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Beatrice. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for joining me. We have some people on the living room here. It's a good way to start. Everybody's waiting. So today's concept is about something that I call mobility as a dance. And to me, strength without mobility, it is nothing. We are mobile beings. We are mobile human beings who likes to move since with the day we're born. So movement is very important. Alignment is good, but lines that can bend and twist, they're very healthy. It's better for our body. So spiral movement, spiral technique, and connecting the breath with the movement is very important. And less stressing of the body. Life in general is already stressful. Our life already brings us into this everyday life is already stressful. So what we need to do, we work with the movement, is to bring more suitable movement that it doesn't stress the body, but it gives us sustainability of energy, right? Our practice shouldn't take us down. Our practice should bring us up, yeah? So bring energy. Our practice should bring energy in us and not just deplete our energy. So this is one of my concepts, and enjoy. We're just gonna work, and we're gonna work sitting down for now. Maybe we stand up, but maybe we're more sitting. We wanna work with the spine, because the spine is very important. You know, we can live with our legs, we can live with our arms, but we cannot live without a healthy spine. So a spine who is mobile, flexible, and strong, and has space, it works. Everything comes from the spine. Information comes to every single part of our body. Yeah? So, are we ready? Yes, that's good. Very good. Thank you. All right. So the first thing that I always do, let's arrive so everybody can see me. So let's first always connect into your breath. So just sit, connect your sit bones to the ground, the spine straight and strong. Close your eyes, connect to your breath just for a couple of minutes. Let's arrive, let's all connected in one. And simple breathe. Embody the stillness, but yet embody the rhythm of your breath. And feel. Everything comes from feeling. And in stillness is where we feel the most. If we always movement, we always doing any type of move. Yet we have to bring the balance into stillness. Connect to your breath. Sit bones connected to the ground, the crown of your head connected to the center of the sky, your spine straight and strong. Create in a straight line through your spine, through your neck, all the way to the crown of your head. And breathe. The front of your body is open and soft and hollow. Allow that energy to flow, breathe. Connect to the energy that comes up from the center of the earth, traveling through your spine, through your neck, up to the crown of your head, shooting up to the center of the sky. Two polarities, one pulling you up, one pulling you down, creating a straight line. And breathe. Connect to your breath. Seal the practice before we start. Like this, the energy will stay with you. And simple breathe. Be present, be here. Welcoming all the sounds, welcoming all the feelings, welcoming all your thoughts. And breathe, simple breathe. Connect to your breath. Always come back to that connection to your breath. Breathe. Without forcing your breath, just simple breathe and start to connect it, embody that rhythm of your breath. This is where the dance starts already, by connecting to the rhythm of your breath without forcing. Relax your shoulders, relax your face, sit bones connected to the ground, crown of your head connected to the center of the sky. Straight line through your spine, through your neck. Breathe. Shoulders relax, face relax. And inhale through your nose on 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your mouth and exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your mouth. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 and 6. One more time. Inhale through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your mouth. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale through your nose. 1, 2, 3, four, hold your breath. Open your mouth, exhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale through your nose. One, two, three, four, hold your breath. Open your mouth, exhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale through your nose. Connect to the rhythm of the breath. Inhale through your nose. Hold your breath. Feel. Open your mouth. Exhale. One, two, three, four, five, and six. Inhale through your nose. Pause. Inhale through your nose again. Hold your breath. Open your mouth. Exhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale through your nose for four counts. Hold your breath for four counts. Exhales six counts. Find your own rhythm. You're doing it by your own, by yourself right now. You inhale through your nose. You hold your breath. You open your mouth and exhale. Find the rhythm. Connect to the rhythm of the breath. Connect to your breath and allow your whole body to start breathing. And last round, inhale through your nose. Inhale through your nose. Inhale through your nose. Hold. Open your mouth. Exhale. 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 And relax. Completely relax. Breathe normal. Feel. Remember, everything comes from feeling. And beautiful. We begin. And gentle, open your eyes. Now, concentrate on this area here. So placing your hands on your knees. You take your chest out. Inhale, exhale. Waking up the spine. Beautiful. Try to only concentrate on this area here. Inhale, exhale. I do it from the side so you can see. Beautiful. And now, inhale. Inhale, push it out. Bring your chest. Energizing the prana. Inhale, inhale, take it, and exhale. Like you want to push your spine out of your back. Keep on pushing, feel the stretch, open in the back, open in the front. Front and back, again. Inhale, exhale. Find the rhythm, connect the rhythm of your breath and the movement. So try to bring the energy more up, up, right here, up from the center of your chest. And stay out. And now we move in spiral movement. So try only this part. You can feel every single muscle is working, every single muscle between your ribs, your abs, and your spine is working. So spiral movement, only this part here. So it also works as like an organ massage, yeah? And change direction. So find the rhythm. Every practice is an individual practice. You know your body. You know how much you can move. Get connected to the body, change direction. So really in this area only. Change direction again. Beautiful, and then again, out, in, out, in. And then come out and relax, close your eyes, feel. Breathe. Through movement we find stillness, but it's in stillness when we find the purpose of movement, yeah? It's always beautiful to come to the stillness, to embody it, the full. Embody the dance, embody the movement, embody your breath. Inhale through your nose. Open your mouth, exhale. And open your eyes, beautiful. Shoulders forward, only shoulders. So if you had a pen here, you should be able to draw a perfect circle, yeah? Beautiful. We leap into the shoulders forward and we change direction. We're going backwards. Going back and back. Beautiful. Now we walk in with our shoulders forward. Only shoulders. So try not to move your elbows. Only the shoulder. Only the shoulder. And smile. Yeah. So I often say this is like a cat. Yeah. Moving like sexy time now. Good over there. And backwards. And the beautiful thing by working, doing these isolations and this mobility by sitting is there we concentrated exactly and targeting where we want to move. And forward one more time. Think about like you walking forward with your shoulders. And back. Remember to connect the breath and the movement together. Beautiful. Shoulders up. Inhale. Squeeze. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Releasing tension in your shoulders and your neck. And relax. Now, one shoulder forward, the other one backwards, so at the same time, and smile. If you cannot do it, don't worry, nothing's wrong with you. Everything, it takes a little bit of practice. So one goes forward, one goes backwards. Find the rhythm, like a dance. Dance with it. Listen to your body, listen to the rhythm. Embody the rhythm, embody the move. Beautiful. Change direction. One goes forward, one goes back. Change direction one more time. And smile. Beautiful. And relax. Awesome. Breathe. You can feel that everything starts to move. We're raising the energy, we're raising the heat by just doing this simple movement. We're working from inside out, right? So now we're gonna take all these movements in one, like a dance, yeah? You just follow me. Okay, from the chest, from here. Out, in. One. And two, and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then circle, 1, 2, spiral, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and change direction, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and come, shoulders, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, walking forward, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, backwards, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, one shoulder forward, one shoulder back. Smile. Beautiful. Change direction. Yes, very nice. Breathe. And up and down. And close your eyes and feel. Breathe. Connect to your breath. Embody the dance, embody the movement. Through movement, we find stillness, but it's in stillness we find the purpose of this movement, of movement. And inhale through your nose, open your mouth, exhale, open your eyes. Beautiful. Now we're moving from side to side like a seaweed in the water, like a seaweed in the ocean. Allow everything to be liquid, yeah? Side to side. Bringing more fluidity and mobility, releasing tension in our low back. And allow with every single breath to start to go a little bit deeper. Beautiful, we're coming to one side and stretching the hand up. Straight line, like you're reaching here. You don't have to be here, if it's here, it's okay. But straight line, fingertips, like try to reach there, connect the sit bone to the ground, stretch, feel the opening in the side of your body. And when you hear, inhale through your mouth, like, and exhale through your nose. Inhale through your mouth, exhale through your nose, again. One more time, and relax, come back. It's okay if you feel a little bit light on your head, Opening, stretch, keep on reaching forward, alignment. We open in the side of our body to give a better lung capacity. So the lungs can have space to breathe, to do the full performance. Inhale through your mouth, exhale through your nose. Inhale through your mouth, exhale through your nose. One more time. And one more time. Again. And come back up. Beautiful. Hands up and open. And come up. Inhale. Exhale. Like a seaweed in the water. Beautiful. Come into the center. Hands down, arms down. And we're moving forward. So you come down. You inhale through your solar plexus. And you exhale out of your forehead. Find the rhythm. Connect to your body. Connect to your movement. Connect to the breath. Breath and movement together. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. Beautiful. If you need to shift your legs, do so. That's good. Some of us kind of sit here for a long time. So find always your comfortable position. Exhale down. Inhale up. Last round. Allow the movement to start going deeper and deeper. And coming up. And now we move in circle motion deeper. Shifting that body weight from left and right or right and left. Like a seaweed in the water. Think about that. If it was a seaweed in the water, everything moves so soft. We're creating space and mobility, mobile and strong spine, flexible spine, but we also create space into a spine. So the energy can flow, the air can flow. Change direction. Everything's like a dance. Everything has rhythm. Change direction one more time. And if you can, start to go in deeper and deeper. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Change direction. Change direction last time. And come into stillness and close your eyes. Your hands resting on your knees, palms facing up. Breathe. Close your eyes and feel. Connect with your breath. And feel that energy that is spiraling up through your spine, through your neck, up to the crown of your head. Connect with your breath. Breathe. Spine straight and strong. And inhale through your nose. Open your mouth. Exhale. Beautiful. Now, hands like this, so the fingers are open. And like you flat put it together, elbows together, and inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. So squeeze the elbows in front of you and open. So we are allowed to open in the back and the front. Exhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Beautiful. Creating a mobile and strong body. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale, stay here. Squeeze your elbows together, palms like in a prayer position. And now exhale through your mouth only. At the same time that you push the energy up, squeeze the elbows together, everything tight. Faster, faster. Last round, faster. Squeeze the elbows. Relax. Place your hands, palms facing up on top of your knees, close your eyes and feel. Now you can feel, there's your shoulders. Smile, breathe, connect to your body, connect to the movement, connect to the breath, embody the movement, embody the dance, embody the stillness. Beautiful. Open your eyes. All right. We stretch your legs. I know this is a long time we said. Stretch. Beautiful. I know how it is. Okay. Move your ankles. Circle motion. Ankles. Yeah. Very nice. Change direction. Also, front, back, front, back, front, back. Yes, so you point, flex, point, one flex. Awesome, and shake, 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 shake. Okay, flex your feet up and let go. If you're like this, try to engage your core and straight spine, so sit straight. Yes, very nice. Okay, just follow me. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Beautiful. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One arm. One, two, three, four, five, and six. And seven, eight. Beautiful. The other one. One, two, three, four, five, and six, and seven, and eight. Two arms. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One arm. One, two, three, four, five, and six, and seven, and eight. The other one. One, two, three, four, five, and six, seven, eight. Beautiful. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Beautiful. Now follow me. One, two. Yes, just create this shape. Three. Beautiful. Four. And five. And six. And seven. And eight. Bravo, relax, very good. Smile. So these techniques here is not only good we're working on our shoulders and our posture, but we also working out the mind, you know? This is mind exercise that is very good for our mind. Our mind is important. You have to exercise your mind. Shake, shake, shake. So if we do, we're gonna do this, the whole thing. All the thing here, we do a little bit faster, just follow me, and if you can't just smile, don't worry. Everything takes practice. All right, relax, good. Sit straight. Beautiful. Straight here, arms up. Engage your core, right? Everything comes from here. Beautiful. And down. And up. Down. Up. Down. Here. Here. And down. And begin. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The other one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, and 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Hey, bravo, so good. Very good, very good. So cool. Shake your legs, shake your legs. I know, relax. Beautiful. Okay, move it over here. And then move it gentle to one side and to the other side, just to give our hips a little bit of mobility. So we work with our shoulders and our chest and our spine. We work a little bit more on the spine, then we come to the hips a little bit more. Beautiful, coming to the center. Awesome. And coming here, okay. If you can work like this again, beautiful. All right. Now, we go. So, like you serve on a plate, so you have two plates on your hand, and then you move. You come over your head, and you come back. And then you change to the other side. So think about if you have a cup on your hand that never falls down, and change. And move like you're offering something. Again. So if you're sitting in this position, it's the same. Remember to work with the breath. Breath and movement together. So think about that you have a cup of water in your hand. You cannot let it fall, yeah? Beautiful. And last one. Awesome. When you come here, then we do with both. Squeeze, offering, up, come back, and then we take it up and down. Stay here. Beautiful. Keep pushing the energy. So spine straight and strong. The energy comes from the floor, from the center of the earth, up and breathe it out. Beautiful. And bring it to the forward. Keep on flexing your fingers. So all these meridians over here, we can bring energy to that. And open. And close. Open. Keep on flexing your fingers back. You will feel that energy. Inhale, exhale. Shoulders relax. I know you start feeling your shoulders. And on the next one, you open, you flex, and then you twist one hand and the other one to the side. So one goes down, one goes up. Fingers open. faster. I know you start feeling it in your shoulders. Twist, like twisting a tower. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. 1, 2, 3. Stay there, stay. Don't fall, stay strong, strong arms, and stop. Strong here, pump the energy. Fingers up, 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 down, 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 down. Relax and relax. Ah, I know you're feeling it. Now, if you didn't know that your shoulders are there, now you know. Your shoulders are right there. Very good. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, stretch your legs. Wonderful. No more with it. Spine. Look, in such a little time, we can feel the heat. We connect to our breath. We working out and mobile our shoulders. We're working from inside out, you know. To me, to work out a body from the outside, of course, it's important. We created a strong armor and we look beautiful. It's an appearance. But the real practice comes from within. So if you make your foundation strong, so we can age, we can get older, feel stronger, feel younger, because I don't believe that we age and we get in. It's just our muscles inside, it gets weaker and we start to feel the gravity and the heaviness of the skeleton. So if we start to educate in our body and our little muscles from inside to lift up and have a better foundation, like a temple, like a building. If a building have a good foundation, it doesn't collapse, right? So if we work with those small little muscles from within, inside to keep us up, we're gonna get a better foundation and stronger foundation and better alignment. So everything can work. And like this, while we aging, we getting a little bit, when we're getting older, we can still feel stronger and we can still do beautiful things, yeah? So work intelligent, yeah? Work very intelligent. High intensity is good, but we have to look how old and where we are. And even me, that I feel young and I can do a full performance, I still prefer to practice mindful and slow and work from inside out, because I know that's my investment to when I'm getting older. So that's the real investment, yeah? Great? Good. All right. Stay here. Okay. Arms, flex your feet. Flex your hands. So arms are straight. Yeah, like this. So like you're pushing the energy. And here your spine's straight and strong, yeah? Now we try to move forward, but we're pushing the energy. So you gotta lift. And you try to walk forward. Beautiful. When you cannot reach, when you don't have more space there where you are, then you start to move it back. But the shoulders and the hips are moving at the same time. Okay, you do it a couple of times. I do it from the side so you can see. So you see my spine straight and strong. I flex my feet. I flex my hands. Everything straight. Shoulders and hips are moving at the same time. With my, like I'm pushing the energy forward. When I can't anymore, then I go backwards. Breathe. And then when you can't anymore, you go forwards. So we do this maybe 3 times. Play with it. Engage, flex those feet so everything is engaged, yeah? Hips and shoulders are working together, and smile. You guys doing great. Awesome. And stop. Beautiful, beautiful. So I'm gonna just come a little bit forward. Breathe. Jody, you're fantastic. Lara, doing good. That's the ones that I see. Beautiful. So this is powerful, yeah? When we flex our arms, this is give you all this flexing here. It's so good for our meridians. So the blood circulation and air can come in towards our heart. So we're doing very, very beautiful work here, which is like my favorite. So flexing up, yeah, like you're pushing the energy, yeah? And straight your feet and flex your feet up, and then your shoulders move forward. At the same time, your hips do the same movement, yeah? That's really good. So let's try one more time. Try again. By doing this, you're engaging your whole thing to create a better posture and going here. So one more round, and then we... Shoulders and hips are working at the same time, and then back. Arms completely straight and strong. Fingers are open and flexing back as much as you can. And flex your feet as back to engage. Every single muscle is engaged, so the whole body is working. By doing one move, we engage in the whole body. Awesome. Last one, going back. And relax. Beautiful. Wow, so cool. Breathe. Shake the body. Very nice. Awesome. You guys are doing so great. Okay, open your legs. We do a little bit for the hips. So in this position. And then we raise our hands up. And then I'm gonna do it from the side so you can see. So it's like you scoop, like you're gonna go fall back, like you're gonna go fall back, keep reaching up, and then you go forward. So like this, we're creating mobility in our hips, but not only mobility, we also create strength in our abs. So every power, every move comes from here. This is a powerhouse. This is what we call, and many dancers call this the powerhouse. So we wanna have a powerhouse that is strong and mobile also, and all this center here, from here to the back, we have to have a good balance so it can keep us up, yeah, and strong. But every movement comes from there. Even walking up the stairs, lifting one arm, lifting one leg, it all comes from here and from here. So all the information comes from there. So that's the reason I love to work always on this. So you stay in this position, either you point your feet or flex, you reach for the sky, arms straight, strong, and then you scoop down like you're falling back, and then you go forward, reach for the sky. One more time. Two. Three. You will feel also, not only you working out of your stomach, your abs, but you also creating mobility into your hips. Three. Two more. And two. And relax. Beautiful. Awesome. So you want to have, you might want to have your knees are falling out. Yeah. When you're here, either if you're like this or like that, but your knees are falling out. So don't fall in, out. Beautiful. I know. Nice. Jody, if you need to sit on a pillow, you can do so to help you. Yeah. Raise you up. Ah, very nice. Yeah, sit on a pillow. That will help you. Very nice. Beautiful. So like this, you're more high and you come here. So one more time, we're gonna go up and you go down. One, find the rhythm. Two, like a dance. Three, reach for the sky. Four. And five. Six, two more. Seven and eight. Beautiful. Come down. Move to the side. Reach and come here. And back. Beautiful. And now in the back, come deeper, 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 and come forward. Beautiful. So now when you come to the back, see if you can come here and reach, reach, stretch, and then come to the other side. Reach as much as you can and stretch. Beautiful. And come into the forward and come up. Last round, up and go. One, two, three, four, five. Like you're falling back, and then you come up. Six, seven, eight. Good. Coming down and come to one, two, and three, and four, and five, six, seven, and the last one, eight. Now you reach back and stretch. So you open the side of your body and then come to the other side. Stretch. Beautiful. And come to the front. Now the front part, come. Relax. So move, lift your legs. See if you can lift your legs. Yes. If you can float in the air, good. If not, then place your hands here. Very good. Now you're going to touch the opposite leg. Like you are floating in the water. If this is too hard, you can keep your leg on the front, on the floor, and then change to the other one. So you only lift your leg. Yeah, very good. But if it's not too hard, just do it in the air. Like seaweed in the water, yeah? And relax and shake. Oh, I know, this is a tough one. Good, guys, you're doing so good. Awesome, close your legs. Squeeze over here. I see Beatrice is coming into the picture. She's ready. Time is ticking. Squeeze over here, squeeze everything. And we get in there. Beautiful. And come into your sitting pose. This is the last. Close your eyes. Connect to the breath. Breathe. Connect to your breath. Embody the movement. Beautiful. And inhale. And open your mouth. Exhale. And gentle. Open your eyes. Yeah. And that was just a little test of one of my sessions. Thank you so much.
Daniel, thank you so much. Can we hear me? I feel really, it's an amazing appetizer. And I feel very, very good. I could practice the session as well. It's wonderful. The body wants to continue. We could continue with you two more hours and really get into the dance. And for everyone who wants to continue as well the discussion about mobility and EDM with Daniel, you have his website coming on the links right now on the chat. You can go as well to the Facebook group of Dance and Creativity. You might would like as well to go for coffee chats, which are appearing on the portal. And you click the link, you go on the Zoom link. For all the richness of our sessions, which continue every day and every day till the 25, we are about 1,000 sessions with amazing speakers. You might want to purchase a lifetime library, which is an opportunity that is open, and it also supports the embodiment conference and all the aim to give embodiment to the big number of people. So it would be really appreciated to purchase all the sessions you can enjoy that on your own time and pace. Yeah. We'd like to go back to it very much, Daniel, and follow that. And I really got this understanding of this foundation. I really keep with me now. I don't know, you guys, the foundation and the temple that is our body. You really gave, I felt, this this temple a beautiful awakening this morning, and I really feel it. I really feel this foundation and the breath. So was supporting all of it. Thank you, Daniel. Would you like to? I see there is a question. This was wonderful, the kind of movement I believe in. Thank you. Thank you, Jan.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I want to say thank you. Thank you, Beatrice. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, all of you, for participating into this embodiment conference. And what a wonderful thing to put together, Beatrice. So beautiful. I've been working with this concept for a long time with embodied dance movement. To me, everything it has embodiment. If we work with anything that you do, embody it. Embody it. If it's rhythm, whatever you do, anything you do, embody the movement. Embody whatever you have to do. And like this, they give you a bigger understanding and why you're moving and why you're exercising, why you're doing the things. And it will give you a better result into your everyday practice. Be open, have an open mind, have an open heart. Yeah, and remember, we are in constantly shifting. So our mind is so intelligent. So that's the reason it's good to shift different types of exercise. And it's so beautiful that people come into this type of classes where they can try different things and take whatever that you need into you. Maybe it doesn't have to be the whole class, but maybe you resonate with something, take it with you, put it into your practice, and like this, you feed yourself with more joy. You can continue. Keep your body mobile. Keep your body mobile. It strengthens good, but through a good mobility practice like we did today, you get strong. You get strong, yes, and flexible, and you create, like Beatrice said, a good foundation. Strength is, to me, is nothing without mobility. So if you do a good mobility class, you will get so strong and lean, and you know exactly like you start to feel how your body really moves, you know?
Daniel, we would have to end the session, and we love to end the session with, thank you so much for all the precisions and inspiration. We would like to have your top tip to stay embody. Your top tip, would you like to, yeah.
Yes, and if you're more interested, yeah, go to my website, like Beatrice said, please look at it. I have another workshop coming up today, later. It's called Enter the Vortex, also working with what people need, and people can tell me, I need, and we can work and put it all together. So it's two days, it's today and the next week. So today we put everything together, and then you have 1 week to work on it, and then we come back on the next weekend, and then we can look at it, and I can correct and give you more ideas for your practice. So if you want, you're welcome. Beatrice, again, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Daniel. And we have the next session on endurance. Wait a minute. Where is it? Yes. The next session is on endurance in movement. In 1 hour. Enjoy the day. Enjoy. Thank you so much,
everyone. Thank you all.
Stay embodied and stay strong.
Yes, stay embodied. Mm-hmm.